This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. Closing prices for the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, $3.70 and a quarter, up $6 and a quarter. March, $3.77, up $6 and 3 quarters. May, $3.82 and 3 quarters, up $6 and 3 quarters. January soybeans, $8.97 and a half, up $5 and a quarter. March, $9 and a quarter, up $5 and a quarter. May, $9.06 and a quarter, up $5. December wheat, $4.64 and 3 quarters, up $12 and a half. March, $4.78 and 3 quarters, up $11 and a half. May, $4.86, up $11 and 3 quarters. December oats, $2.65, up 3 quarters. March, $2.39 and 3 quarters, up 4 and a half. December soybean meal, $2.87.10, up 80. January, $2.87.40, up 70. March, $2.89.40, up 50. December soybean oil, $30.59, up 32. January, $30.87, up 30. March, $31.10, up 29. It's time now for the Cash Grain Report.
This is Thursday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher late Thursday afternoon. The weaker U.S. dollar today allowed grain prices to post moderate gains. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 7 cents higher, with bids at $3.50 to $3.67. Soybeans are up 5 to 7 cents at $8.62 to $8.94. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn mostly 7 cents stronger at $3.55 to $3.80. Soybeans are up 2 to 6 cents, ranging from $8.79 up to $9.08. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn 7 to 9 cents stronger at $3.63 to $3.87. Soybeans are 1 to 6 cents stronger at $8.88 to $9.03. Wheat closed mostly 12 cents higher at $3.75 to $4.29. Illinois soybean processor cash bids were 2 to 3 cents stronger at 9.10 to 9.13. Basis levels were 2 to 3 cents lower at 12 to 15 over January. High protein soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $2.81.40 to $3.02.40 per ton. That's 70 cents per ton stronger, with basis levels unchanged at a minus 6 to 15 over the January. Illinois corn processor cash bids were 5 to 7 cents higher at $3.77 to $3.95. Basis levels were unchanged to 2 cents lower at option to 18 over the March. Illinois River barge loading elevators placed their producer corn market 6 to 9 cents higher at $3.69 to $3.82. Basis levels were mixed at a minus 8 to 5 over the March. Soybeans closed 5 to 8 cents stronger at $9.05 to $9.16. with basis steady to 3 cents higher at 7 to 18 cents over the January. New crop wheat prices were 11 cents higher at 418 to 451, with basis levels unchanged to a penny higher at a minus 75 to a minus 42 the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn market 8 to 10 cents higher at 389 to 390. These elevators raised their soybean bids 7 to 8 cents at 9.30 to 9.31. Soft wheat was up 12 cents at 4.04 to 4.54, and milo closed mostly 7 cents higher at 3.60 to 3.67. Contract bids to producers for January delivery grain in northern and western Illinois. January shell corn contracts range from 3.46 to 3.63. January delivery soybean contracts range from 867 to 903. In central Illinois, January delivery shell corn contracts range from 359 up to 382. January delivery soybean contracts 877 to 896. In the southern part of the state, January delivery shell corn contracts range from 366 to 388. January delivery soybean contracts from ranged 888 to 904, and June-July delivery soft wheat contracts in the southern part of the state were quoted in a range of 450 to 468. That concludes Thursday's closing grain market summary.
Closing prices for the Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, 125.70, down 340. February, 129.45, down 217. April, 129.67, down 180. January feeder cattle, 159.75 down 97. March, 157.80 down 80. April, 158.90 down $1. December lean hogs, 58.35 down $1. February, 58.82 down 32. April, 63.15 down 32. It's time now for the Cash Livestock Report.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 3rd's Afternoon Livestock Report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 4 cents lower in the range of $48 to $53.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $52.18. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 18 to 25, 4 to 5 weights, 22 to 27, 5 to 6 weights, 24 to 28, and 6 weights and up, 25 to 30. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $28 to $35. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 7,860 head. And now for the recap from the Greenville Livestock Auction, they had receipts of 1,234 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 118.50 to 130. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 110 to 115. Choice slaughter heifers were 120 to 125.50. They also had some feeders, starting with the return to the farm calves. Holstein males ran in weight from 70 to 135, and they brought 120 to 340 ahead. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, 4 weights, 190 to 195. 5 weights were 180 to 185. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 weights were 160 to 174. They had some 5 weights bringing 130 all the way up to 170. Feeder bulls, 4 weights, 171 to 181, and 5 weights were 140 to 154. Now moving over to Schuyler County at Rushville, they had receipts of 629 head, choice slaughter steers, 120 to 125, choice slaughter heifers, 120 to 124, and select and choice Holstein steers, 95 to 105. Now over to Real Livestock Auction at Congerville, they had receipts of 415 head, choice slaughter steers were 119.50 to 126.75, choice slaughter Holstein steers, 103 to 108, and choice slaughter heifers, 119 to 125.75. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 386 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, 7408, and that was $1.98 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses, $204.49, that was 41 cents higher. And select carcasses at $193.02, that was 77 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 110,000, and that compared to 110,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 437,000, and that compared to 428,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency Administrator announced yesterday that producers who choose coverage from the Farm Safety Net programs established by the 2014 Farm Bill, known as the Agriculture Risk Coverage, or ARC, or the Price Loss Coverage, or PLC, programs, can begin visiting FSA county offices starting December 7th this year to sign contracts to enroll in coverage for 2016. The enrollment period will continue until August 1st of 2016. The choice between ARC and PLC is completed and remains in effect through 2018, but producers must still enroll their farm by signing a contract each year to receive coverage. Producers are encouraged to contact their local FSA office to schedule an appointment to enroll. If a farm is not enrolled during the 2016 enrollment period, producers on that farm will not be eligible for financial assistance from the ARC or PLC programs should crop prices or farm revenues fall below the historical price or revenue benchmarks established by the program. For more information, producers are encouraged to visit their local FSA office. The first Hamilton's Madison County Ag Auction of the season is set to take place this Saturday. Mike Hamilton has more about what's going to be available at the auction.
We've got so far three or four semi-loads of 3x3s of either alfalfa or alfalfa orchard grass, which would really make nice horse hay. We've got a load of 3x3s of straw. We've got round bales of mixed grass that's already arrived. And looking probably somewhere the first week like this, probably 1,000 to 1,500 small squares. It's kind of hard to guess on them, especially being deer season this weekend, but we should have a good turnout, and we'll get started promptly at 11 o'clock on Saturday.
And can you remind us again where you're located and maybe some easy directions for those that aren't familiar?
Yeah, we're located right off Highway 255 and Fosterburg Road, just north of Alton. If you get to 255 and Fosterburg Road, you'll see our big auction sign up out there, Hamilton Hay Auction, and just follow it back Wolf Road, and it'll put you right in our yard. And also I'd like to mention that we'll be receiving hay on Fridays from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m., and then on Saturdays from 7 a.m. to 10:30. We'd like to have everything on the lot no later than 10:30 so we can get everything checked in, get the sale started promptly at 11.
And if anyone listening has any questions or would like more information, what's the best way to contact you?
They can reach me anytime at 618-410-4293.
That was Mike Hamilton with Hamilton's Madison County Ag Auction. The first auction of the season is tomorrow, December 5th, starting at 11 a.m. The auctions will be held every Saturday through mid-April. Something else going on this weekend is the Illinois Farm Bureau annual meeting that's taking place at the Palmer House Hilton in Chicago. The meeting runs December 5th through the 8th and has several items on the agenda. One item on the agenda is Micro Talks, which will feature speakers on topics ranging from arthritis to drones. Senior Loss Control Representative for Country Financial, Eric Van Esdale, will be one of those speakers. His presentation focuses on drones or unmanned aircraft systems, and when I talked with Eric, he was able to give us an overview of his presentation.
Yeah, I'm going to be up there all weekend for the Illinois Farm Bureau annual meeting, giving two different presentations. One Saturday at 2:30 is going to be about regulation as they relate to drones. Country has our 333 exemption, which allows us to fly them commercially. So we'll talk through that process a little bit and steps that farmers can use to gain compliance with the FAA, and also talk about what the future holds as far as the proposed regulations, when those might take place, and what that looks like for the farming community. And then I'm also giving a presentation at 1 o'clock on Sunday about how Country Financial plans on using drones and how the technology is also beneficial for farmers and how both of us can benefit from using this technology in our businesses.
So if a farmer would choose to use a drone, of course, they're going to need to know what regulations are and what they are and are not allowed to do, and also what type of risk is associated with using these pieces of equipment, I guess you would call them. So those are both things I guess you're going to talk about maybe extensively?
Definitely. It's only a 20-minute presentation, so I don't know how extensive we'll get, but we'll definitely give all the information farmers need to know and where they can go get more information if I wasn't able to satisfy that need within 20 minutes.
Could you give us maybe a little inside view about the presentation? Maybe what's one fact or information about regulation that you expect to see?
Probably the best thing that in the presentation will be reviewing what the guidelines are going to look like when they get released. The FAA is saying they'll be released this summer, so hopefully they are, and the regulations are going to be very beneficial for farmers, at least to get started. There's always room for improvement in the regulations, but with as they propose them, hopefully by June or July, farmers will be able to use them without any concerns of the FAA regulations.
With your work in country, has this been a pretty hot topic? Has this been something that's been a main focus for you lately?
It has been. We've actually worked enterprise-wide in our company to figure out who all can utilize drones and also how can we insure them for our customers that have these. And when you think about the types of farmers and businesses on the commercial side that country insures, there's a lot of different ways people can use these that we're trying to understand what the risk is associated with them and how to provide those insurance products for them.
And something kind of neat that you had mentioned, you will actually have a drone there at the meeting because that's something that Country Financial has chosen to donate.
Yeah, but we have donated a nice ag scouting drone from Horizon Precision Systems. It's worth about $1,600. That's going to be at the live meeting. That'll be auctioned off to benefit Ag in the Classroom with the IAA Foundation. And another thing, too, we're going to have a booth in the exhibit hall the whole time, and we're going to have a lot of our drone equipment out, and I will be in our booth when I'm not at the presentations available to speak to anybody that wants to come by and have a little show and tell time and look at our drones or ask me any questions about regulations or other topics that are on their mind. We'll have three different drones there that we'll have on display. If your listeners aren't going to come up to the annual meeting and hear my presentations, there's a great webpage out there that the FAA and some other companies put together called knowbeforeyoufly.com. And I'd recommend taking a look at that if you're thinking about putting a drone or even a toy drone under your Christmas tree this year to help you understand how to fly it safely and how to fly it legally.
Once again, that was Eric Van Esdale, the Senior Loss Control Representative for Country Financial. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.